It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up. We have the Griffin brothers with us today, Alex and Ricky. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. Ricky's there as well.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Got a new tune called Beer Happy. We'll talk about that in just a second, fellas. But it's been a little bit of time since you and I had a conversation. Why don't you just reintroduce yourself? Alex, tell us about yourself a bit.
I'm Alex. I started playing around 12, playing for some other artists, and then Ricky and I, when we were teenagers, kind of got into some projects together, and then eventually kind of stumbled upon Griffin Brothers, really.
Nice, nice. What about you, Ricky? Some musical background from you?
Yeah. We both went to Eastwood Collegiate, and that was where I kind of learned a lot of where I wanted to go with music. I learned a lot of percussion, but then as I got older, I kind of picked up guitar and fell in love with that.
Perfect. So where are you guys from, Alex?
Kitchener, Ontario.
Perfect. How is the country music scene in Kitchener? I guess probably pre-COVID would be the right way to ask this question, Ricky. How is it?
It's pretty good. So from what we've noticed, there's a bunch of people here all in country that we've kind of surrounded ourselves with, and they're all our best friends.
Yeah, we're pretty close with the Kitchener scene's pretty close and tied up, especially in the country scene, is really closely tied with the Toronto scene.
Mm-hmm.
So most of us, any of the Kitchener guys are playing in Toronto sometimes, and a lot of the Toronto guys are coming down to gig with the Kitchener guys. So, however, we have a lot of friends locally that kind of just we've played with for years and that we had the pleasure of working with and learning from over the years.
Perfect. Awesome. Ricky, tell us about the song called Beer Happy. Tell us about the current single from you guys.
Well, Beer Happy was written by Doug Fulkins and all them, and we were very lucky to get it through our producer, Sean Moore, and we did it, when was it, last
July?
Last July. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we went up to our cottage, shot an awesome music video for it. It's just the summer song, man.
Maybe.
All about just kicking back, relaxing, drinking some beer with the people you want to spend time with, and just kind of forgetting the worries of the world.
Alex, I bet you that video was pretty fun, too.
Oh, man. We were super gracious. We had it sponsored by a brewery called Powerhouse, and they're just out of London. And we went up to our cottage. We got some cool scenes. We did some, cliff diving. We went tubing. We went fishing. We even took the bikes out for a rip to get some shots. Honestly, it was 2 days of just having a blast and having some of our friends film it. Roadhouse Productions filmed it, and they're absolutely incredible to work with. Really good buddies of ours. And we could not have asked for a better shoot. It was so much fun.
Awesome. Ricky, tell us about some digital music that you guys have released as well.
We've released our single called She Might Be the One, which was written by Alex and myself. And
that one came out, I think, in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was September 25th.
That one was a fun one because we never really released a song we'd written, and then it's a little bit scary because it's kind of letting someone read your diary.
Yeah,
but I don't know. We just kind of went with it, and the song picked up. The day after the song came out, we played a show with the Rivertown Saints and Lemon Cash in Huntsville. And it was crazy. We showed up to the show. The song came out the day before. And, the entire front row and, the first few rows of people, we just hear them singing back the lyrics. And I'm like, whoa, this came out yesterday.
That must be a great feeling for you guys, Ricky. That'd be pretty cool.
It was really cool.
Alex, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys on social media? How do we do that?
We're on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify. We're on Twitter as well, TikTok. TikTok is definitely just where Ricky and I kind of be goofballs, but Instagram is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us and kind of see what's all coming. Instagram or Facebook is probably the two easiest, or you can go to our website at griffinbrothers.ca.
Excellent. That works for us. Thanks for the chat, fellas. Good luck with this this single and all the other singles that you'll be releasing in the near future, I'm assuming. And we'll talk again.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we got a ton of stuff coming.
Great. The Griffin Brothers on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.